So yesterday afternoon, I spoke on the place of visitation. And today I want to speak on the place of an encounter, the place of encounter. And obviously our heart cry this weekend has been Jeremiah 29:13. You'll seek me and find me when you seek me with all of your heart. Who's sought the Lord this weekend? Yeah. Who's found him this weekend? Yeah. Amen. God is so good. Jesus is so good. And our text this morning comes from Luke 10. And I want us just to push a little further today on another Bethany encounter. Remembering that Bethany is the mountain area of the Mount Olives. It's not a person. It's the mountain area of the Mount of Olives. And Bethany was a place where Jesus would regularly retreat to for refuge and to spend time with those that he loved. And didn't he show up yesterday and spend time with those that he loves? And today, as we dig in for this last session of Summit, I'm believing that we're going to meet Jesus personally again today. Maybe for some of you, it's going to be the first time that you meet him. And I briefly mentioned this yesterday, but Bethany moments are not parables. For those of you who are unfamiliar with parables are examples that Jesus would give to try and help us open up our understanding to what he was trying to say. They're not stories. Indeed, these Bethany moments, they're accounts. They are moments where Jesus tangibly moved in the lives of the dwellers. And we find ourselves in Luke 10 at the home of Mary and Martha and their sisters, as we heard yesterday. And it says this in Luke 10, starting at verse 38. As Jesus and his disciples were on their way, he came to a village where a woman named Martha opened her home to him. She had a sister called Mary who sat at the Lord's feet listening to what he said. But Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. She came to him and asked, Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work by myself? Tell her to help me. Anyone had one of those moments? Think back to when you were a kid and you had chores to do and one person was just doing the heavy lifting. The other one's like, you're doing a good job. And verse 41, this is Jesus' response. Martha, Martha, the Lord answered. You're worried and upset by many things, but few things are needed, or indeed, only one. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her. We find in this passage that Martha is the one who's opened the home to Jesus. But I want to draw your attention today to the difference between Martha and Mary in this moment. Is Martha a bad person? No. Martha gets a hard rap sometimes in these passages. Martha is not a bad person. She's taking care of preparations and personally hosting Jesus. She's the one who opened up her home to Jesus and the disciples. And she knows that Jesus is more than just a special person. But her attention in this moment is on the things that need to be done. The preparations. And there is a moment of supreme discernment that is happening in the heart of Mary in this moment. Jesus had come to visit. Jesus had come to their house. Jesus had come to teach. Jesus had come to share his loving heart and spend personal time with the family. You know, modern day discernment says the potatoes can wait. The carrot and dip can wait. The tuna morne can be served another day, or just not at all. Just airing my childhood right there. Just too much tuna morne, mum and dad. Stop it. Oh, can wait till next year. This was more than likely the first time that Jesus had actually come and been hosted in Martha's house. And I want to encourage us, what does this look like for us? Do we do the same at different times? If we have someone over for the first time, we make sure that things are done. The toilet, clean. House, clean. Front lawn, cut. Bedrooms, door closed to hide the mess. The point being, we can do the same when we're hosting people. Discernment in this moment needs to be that Jesus does not care about the state of your bathroom. He doesn't care if the bed is made. When it comes to his visitation, will you take the time? Will you make the time? Will you set aside time to be with him? Will you put off distraction? Will you cancel the unnecessary? Will you uncommit from what separates you from him? Will you make the big call to meet with God ahead of other things? Will you make decisions for your family to make sure we have a preference to meet Jesus over other distractions? There are so many things that we can do in this world. So many things that we can commit to. You know, life really, it's like Sideshow Alley at the Royal Show. Anyone? Anyone been to Sideshow Alley? Don't take cash. Sideshow Alley, there's plenty of games, plenty of distractions, plenty of rides, plenty of carnival attendants vying for our attention, tempting us just to throw three more darts to win that big fluffy toy for our love interest. Yeah, Sideshow Alley isn't necessarily bad. It's entertaining. Preparing the house like Martha did, it's not bad. But there are times, there are moments when we're called to eliminate distraction. We're not called to be in the sideshow of life. We're called to be with Jesus. Eliminate distraction. Sit at his feet. Listen. Be enriched. Have our hearts renewed. Take the time in the teaching of Jesus to receive breakthrough that he has for each and every single one of us. Now, this is what I love about Jesus in this moment. Now, we can read that passage of scripture there where we're in verse 41 where it's like, Martha, Martha. And we can read that maybe through our own understanding. You know, if we read that in our own understanding, maybe we hear it was like, Martha, Martha, what are you doing? Well, that's not the heart of Jesus. Jesus endears people. This is what I love about him in this moment. He's like, you know, Mary and Martha are just, one's doing their thing, one's doing the other thing. And Jesus gently calls to Martha. Martha, Martha, you're worried and you're upset about many things, but only one thing is necessary. Mary has chosen the good portion, and this will not be taken away from her. See, Bethany is more than just a geographical location for us today. Meeting with Jesus is more than just a geographical meeting place. It represents a place of intimate fellowship with Jesus. I want to encourage you, when you meet with Jesus, whether it's in your morning prayer, your evening prayer, you got the worship on in the car, singing your lungs out, people next to you are like, what is going on? Wherever you meet with him, it's not about the geographical location, it's about meeting with him. It's a place where we meet Jesus and we find rest and we find refuge and we find friendship and intimacy and restoration. It's time with him. The place of encounter. You know, we escape busyness to be with him. You know, maybe you find yourself in just busy, busy, busy all the time. Can I encourage you? Martha was busy, 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 busy in this moment. Jesus was in her house. She's like, I just got to get stuff done. You know, it's a choice to get off the merry-go-round. Do kids even know what merry-go-rounds are anymore? They've taken those out of playgrounds, I think. Because people like Trent and myself would just like grab it and run and spin kids off. Yeah. Yeah, it's a choice to get off the merry-go-round of life and eliminate busyness. Does that mean you remove yourself from busyness altogether? No, 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 no. But there are moments where we need to retreat to be with Jesus and spend time with him. I put it to us this morning, friends, that this is one of the practices that Jesus calls us to. Mary chose the better thing. Mary chose the better portion. And this is something that Jesus asks us to activate in our lives, to be people that discern when to sit at his feet and discern when to go to work for the glory of God. Yeah. Discernment. He calls us to make sure that we're orientated to be with him before we're busy doing for him. Amen? I've been in church a little while, and over the years, I've seen many generations of people. And let me tell you that the mothers and fathers who are busy spending time with Jesus, spending time with their children and serving the Lord, their kids go on for the goodness of God's glory in the kingdom. The parents who are busy just serving the Lord but not spending time with their kids and spending time with Jesus, the next generation struggles. I want to encourage you, just hear my heart. This isn't a rap. This is if you want the next generation of your family going for the things of the Lord, spend time with Jesus, spend time with your kids, and then serve the Lord. Amen. Let that be discernment speaking to your heart today. Yeah, there's a time to be busy for Jesus, but first there's a time to meet with him and be radically transformed. Now, Jesus addresses two things in this moment when he says to Martha, Martha, and just like you're worried and you're upset by many things. The first thing that he addresses is not to be worried and upset by all these things. When people are encountering Jesus, it's better than just doing stuff. You know, it's really easy to like get really, it's like, I'm here. I am putting myself on the line. I am serving the kingdom of God. And what are they doing? Yeah. Spending time with Jesus? It's really easy to become so focused. When Bevan spoke about target fixation, it's really easy to be so focused. So we've got to do this. We've got to get this done. You ever have been like that with your kids on trying to get to church on a Sunday morning? We have to get to church right now so that we can worship the Lord. Get in the car. And then we spend this whole time on the way to church. Lord, forgive me for the way I've spoken to my children. May your name be lifted high. And then the worship leader's like, let's worship. It's like, oh, I don't feel like it. I've just yelled at my kids all morning. That's just me. No. The second thing that Jesus says to us that he addresses is, he confirms that one thing is needed. One thing's needed. Jesus comes first. Spending time with your Savior, spending time with Jesus is the one thing that is required for all humanity. Doing things for the glory of God, amazing, but are you spending time with Jesus? Are you encountering Jesus in your daily life? Now, this passage goes on to say, Mary has chosen what is better and it won't be taken away from her. I put this forward to you today. The one thing that can be never taken away from you is Jesus. The one thing that can be never be taken away, he resides in you, he dwells in you, he's with you at all times. However, there's one thing that you can be distracted away from, and that's Jesus. He'll never be taken away from you, but you can be distracted away from him. You know, the example that Mary is showing us today is to be present at the right moments worshiping Jesus. Jesus in this moment encourages us to choose what is better. What do you need to eliminate from your life so you can choose what is better? And I'm not talking about the things that you're doing are bad. Maybe they are, but I'm talking about, you know, we always think to the real, real bad things. Oh, I need to eliminate that because it's really, really bad. But so maybe there's some things in your life that need to be eliminated. And it's not that they're bad. It's not that they're negative, but it's stopping you from being in the place of encounter to spend time with Jesus. Maybe it's that you're watching 10 hours of streaming a day. Just looking at my wife. I'm joking. Maybe it's that you just on your phone all day, just scroll, 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 scroll. What do the kids call it these days? Brain rotting? Brain rot, yeah. Like just scroll. It's like, Lord, where are you? Scroll. It's like, God, why aren't you visiting? Why do I feel like I'm so alone? Scroll. And I know that sounds over the top, but there are moments for all of us when we get caught in this loop of life and we need to be reminded, I need to set aside that thing. I have for the last couple of years just vehemently tried on my day off to just leave this next to my bed. Just vehemently, like, just, I must leave this next to my bed. And so if you contact me on a Monday and you haven't got a reply, it's because I'm on purpose. I need at least one day where I'm like, I just need to breathe. I need to be restored. I need God to be glorified in my life. I need to have a proper day to be with Him. You know, Mary just, he shows us this today, to be present in these right moments. To choose what's better, to choose the one thing, to choose what's going to be center of our lives. Things around us will happen. Many worries, many opportunities to be upset will happen. I guarantee if I really tried, I could be one of those things for you today. I guarantee you that maybe even this morning, one of your family members was one of those, it's like, yeah, they may be upset this morning. I guarantee for all of us. There's always going to be something. There's always going to be something that happens. Many worries, many opportunities to be upset that it doesn't disappear. But one thing is needed. One thing is required that cannot be taken away from you. It's a moment to be encouraged, to be with Jesus. Make Jesus the center of our lives. And so what do you need to choose to empty? If you're going to make something the center of your life, it means things need to. Some things need to move. Some things need to be moved away from the center. See, what Mary was displaying was a life wholly devoted to Jesus alone. That's what she was showing. Was she going to have to do some duties later on in the house? Yes. Otherwise, Martha's really going to crack it. Was she going to have to take care of her chores later on? Absolutely, she was going to have to. But there was a moment of time that Jesus was present. See, in the moment, she chose to put Him first while she could. There was a moment of encounter. It was that present moment. You know, could it be it's not about what we do? Could it be that it's about who we meet with? I asked the question, could it be? It's not about what we do for the kingdom. It's about the one we're called to meet with. Yeah. Daily rhythms, spiritual disciplines, serving the kingdom of God only makes sense if our initial posture is to meet with Him first. All those things only make sense if it's about relationship with Him first. Now, could it be that Jesus is trying to show us that He is the ultimate goal of our seeking? Could it be that meeting with Jesus and encountering God further is about being prompted to be with Him? You know, our posture in these moments is what matters. Our devotion, our focus to Him is what matters. So what's the point of this encounter that Mary had with Jesus? What's the point of bringing this gentle correction to Martha? It was to bring change. The point of having an encounter with Jesus was to bring change. What changes in us when we encounter Him? I want to put it to you today. Because Mary had a practice of sitting at the feet of Jesus, and because Martha accepted gentle correction, they knew who He was and they knew the power that He carried. Because they'd been with Him, they'd spent time with Him, they sat at His feet, they received correction from Him. See, and when trouble came, because Mary had the practice of sitting at the feet of Jesus, because Mary accepted the gentle correction, they knew when challenge came, When the devil came to steal, kill, and destroy, she knew who she needed to call on. You're like, where are you getting this from? John 11. A man named Lazarus was sick. He lived in Bethany with his sisters, Mary and Martha. This is the Mary who later poured the expensive perfume on the Lord's feet and wiped them with her hair. Her brother Lazarus was sick. So the two sisters sent messages to Jesus telling him, Lord, your dear friend is very sick. Because they'd spent time with him, because they'd sat at his feet, because they'd received the correction, they knew the power, they knew the anointing, they knew who they needed to call on. See, her practice of knowing God, making him number one in her life, Jesus was her first phone call. In this moment, she's like, devil, I'd like to phone a friend. This moment needs the name of Jesus. This moment needs Jesus to come and attend. I want to encourage you today, get a message to the Lord. In your family, in your situations, in your health challenges, get a message to the Lord. She called on the name of Jesus. She got message to Jesus. We've learned, amen, it says on the wall, everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. We have learned to get a message to the Lord, to call on his name for salvation. But Mary shows us that whenever the need arises, we need to call on the name of the Lord for healing, for miracles, for restoration, for breakthrough, to push back the spiritual powers and principalities in Jesus' name. We need to get a message to the Lord. See, Mary had a friendship with Jesus, and it's a picture of God's design for all of us. God is not some far off God. He sent Jesus to be with us, to be our friend. He sent the Holy Spirit to be our advocate, our comforter, our healer, to release God's heart to each and every single one of us. See, her friendship, her reverence was so deep with Jesus, so much so that she did what many perceived as excess. This is Mary. Many perceived Mary's behavior as excess. Like, what are you doing? What do I mean by this? She anointed Jesus with perfume. She helped prepare him for the ultimate journey that he was about to take to the cross. Why? She'd spent time with him. She knew exactly who he was. You heard me say yesterday. So they came to the conclusion, this was the Messiah. This was the Savior of the world. John 12 verse 1 says this, 6 days before the Passover, Jesus came to Bethany. Jesus loves to visit his friends, amen. This is where Lazarus lived, whom Jesus raised from the dead. Here a dinner was given in Jesus' honor, and Martha served while Lazarus was among those reclining at the table with him. Then Mary took about a pint. Anyone know what a pint is? So, no, Pastor, I don't know what a pint is. I'm saved, amen. A pint is about 500 mils, half a litre of pure nard, an expensive perfume. She poured it on Jesus' feet and wiped his feet with her hair, and the whole house was filled with the fragrance of perfume. You know, this week, I found a perfume online at a normal store, not a special store, a normal store. And for 100 mils of perfume, it was $2,858. Needless to say, I bought it. No, I didn't. She poured the equivalent of five of those on the feet of Jesus and wiped it with her hair. The ultimate act of worship and preparation, the extravagant worship that stayed in the house, stayed with Jesus, and stayed with her. She spent time with him. She called on him, but she also worshipped him. And this is what we've been doing this weekend. This is what we've been doing this morning. We've gathered to meet him. We've gathered to seek him. And we've called on the name of the Lord. Whatever your situation is today, you know, maybe you've gone through the weekend and you're like, God's been good. God's encouraged me. Whatever your situation is, it's time to call on the Lord fresh. It's time to be with him. It's just as the team comes this morning. It's time to be in that place where Jesus is. You know, we're going to spend some more time this morning just calling on the name of the Lord. We're going to pour out our worship upon him. Now, for many of us, like, God's been so good to me this weekend. I'm so grateful. But there are others in this space where there are things in your world right now where so you need to get on the phone and get a message to Jesus. So, Jesus, I need you to come and move in this situation. You've been good to me, but I need you to come and move in this specific situation. I need breakthrough in my personal life. I need breakthrough in my family. I need breakthrough in my health. Whatever your thing is, it's time to get a message to Jesus this morning. See, our devotion, our encounter with him, moments of worship, moments of drawing close to him equate to knowing him. And when you know someone, you feel comfortable to approach them, amen? When you know Jesus, when you've spent time with him, it's like, Jesus, I need you to come and move. I know that you've done it for others. I know that you did it for Mary, Martha, and Lazarus on more than one occasion. Can you come and do it for me today? I'm getting message to you, Jesus. I need you to bring this thing back to life. I need you to come and minister to this very thing. Just as we stand this morning, if you can. Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit.